Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Good morning, I'm Randy Naughton, and here's a look at your news headlines. The CDC says fully vaccinated people can go without a mask in most indoor and outdoor settings. They still need to wear a mask on mass transit and planes in airports, hospitals, and doctor's offices. St. Louis County and St. Louis City will announce their joint guidelines at a press conference at 11:30 this morning. Congress has reintroduced a bill to raise police salaries and hire more officers. Illinois Congressman Rodney Davis is one of the sponsors. The bill authorizes $15 billion for state and local law enforcement. That money will come from the Department of Justice. Sponsors named the bill for retired police chief and captain David Dorn. The pandemic could be triggering a rise in tick-borne disease in the Midwest. Mizzou researchers published a study late last month. They looked at the number of ticks and tick-borne illnesses between March 2014 and February 2017. They found more people were getting sick after tick bites. Ticks are more active in the warmer months. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, after a cool morning, look for a nice warm-up again today with morning sunshine giving way to some afternoon clouds. Temperatures will top off near 70. Clouds will continue to increase overnight with a low in the 50s. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a few showers possible. High temperatures will be near 70. For more news, sports, and weather, tune in to News 11 at noon.